Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone. John Schreiner sitting in today. Want to get to this LeBron James story about talking to his teammates. But first, breaking news. Headline, ESPN. Joe Mazzulla will return as coach of Celtics, says Brad Stevens. Joe Mazzulla remains the head coach of the Boston Celtics and return next season, team president Brad Stevens said Thursday. Quote, he's a terrific leader. He'll only get better at anything that he can learn from this year because he's constantly trying to learn and he's accountable. Josh, your thoughts.
I don't want a coach who's really eager about learning how to do the job of NBA coach. I want an NBA coach. That's just me personally.
And just a little tack on at the bottom of this story. Three Celtics assistant coaches, Ben Sullivan, Aaron Miles, and Mike Mose, are reportedly leaving to rejoin Ime Udoka, who was named head coach of the Houston Rockets.
I don't know who those three people are.
Okay.
But that feels really significant. Like, I feel like if you asked Jacob his thoughts on that, he would tell you how crucial it was and what everybody did and why that those are the building blocks of the Celtics organization and why I should feel really sad right now. So I'm going to assume that I should be really, really broken up about this.
So there you go. Joe Mazzulla back for another year, says Brad Stevens. That's your breaking news. It was really self-serving to the environment of the show.
Sure. Just get me all hot and bothered about Joe Mazzulla.
I don't know how many Celtics fans we have out there. I know you are a Celtics fan, so I felt it appropriate that we should bump the LeBron story for some breaking Celtics news.
Well, you know, you got to cover the news as it breaks.
And that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So LeBron James was cryptic about his future. Are we surprised when LeBron James cryptic anymore?
Oh, no, not at all.
That's not a surprising thing. LeBron's a very complicated guy. He's in his feelings a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes doesn't know. Either he doesn't know what his feelings are or is worried about how his feelings about things will be received. Very image conscious.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the retirement speculation was killed, but according to a Sports Illustrated article, somebody decided to ask LeBron James's high school teammates what they thought about him potentially retiring.
Good reporting.
Drew Joyce III, Willie McGee, I think it's Sion Cotton, and Romeo Travis, who all played at St. Vincent St. Mary High School, spoke to Access Hollywood about their new film, Shooting Stars, which is premiering on Peacock.
That's what this is all about. Okay.
And chronicle their top-ranked high school basketball team from the early 2000s. That's all from the Sports Illustrated article, who's reporting on what Access Hollywood. So it's like, this is...
Hey, I was just watching Access Hollywood last night, and this happened. Can I write a story about it? Sure. It'll
Why
get
not?
Clicks.
We're Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. We don't even have a magazine anymore.
That Martha Stewart story ain't getting us any more clicks anymore, so yeah.
So, here's the deep dive super in-depth information that Access Hollywood got from Romeo Travis. Ready? Quote, in my opinion, I don't think he's retiring this year.
Good take.
Cian Cotton said, I hope not, but I think it's really on his mind, and I think he's doing some soul searching. I think he's thinking about it.
Ooh, very committal.
This is so funny to me. Like, anyone who's ever been in the sphere of LeBron James is getting an interview about his retirement or lack thereof. You could, honestly, these people have as much, maybe they text LeBron James. I don't text LeBron James. But
I don't text LeBron James.
I already told you I'm not an NBA fan. I don't have LeBron's number. I could give you these quotes. There's nothing here. Hey, John, you think LeBron's going to retire this year? I think he's thinking about it.
I think maybe he's thinking about maybe doing it, maybe having that conversation.
I mean, it's probably on his mind, you know? I think he's probably doing some soul searching, I would imagine.
I mean, he's 38 and a basketball player. I'll bet it's come up.
He's got a family, you know? I mean, he's got a kid that's about to go off to college. He's got a lot of money. He doesn't need to make any more. Plus he's the film, you know, he's got the film studio now, mm-hmm. or the production company.
Yeah.
Braun. So, you know, probably, I mean, he broke the scoring record. You guys knew that?
You guys remember that? Remember mm-hmm. when that happened?
So he's like, he's got the legacy piece now. So, but no, I don't think he's going to. But that's my opinion. Hey, come on. Sports Illustrated reporting on an Access Hollywood story. Okay. I know why Access Hollywood asked these guys. I know exactly why they did.
Mm-hmm.
Because a story with LeBron James gets views and clicks. Right? Access Hollywood probably cares less about the movie Shooting Stars than it cares about getting clicks for their story writing about LeBron James's high school teammates, because it's not, you know, they're not writing the story with the headline, Drew Joyce III, Willie McGee, Cian Cotton, and Romeo Travis star in a new movie. That's not anywhere in the headline.
Nah.
The headline says, LeBron James's high school teammates made a movie. The reason they're asking the question is obvious. My question is, why do we care what LeBron's high school teammates think about whether or not he's going to retire? They don't know. You think LeBron James is texting Willie McGee, hey, bro, what do you think? Should I retire? Getting up there.
Brings him in for an annual meeting, annual exit interview.
Okay, Willie, you were my high school teammate. We're doing your annual review as my high school teammate. Would you like to continue being my former high school teammate, or should we replace you?
You are the guys who will tell who will tell me honestly if I need to retire.
And it's also a story about, okay, Sports Illustrated used to be like the forefront of sports journalism. If it wasn't in Sports Illustrated, it didn't matter. Sports Illustrated was it. But like Blockbuster, Sports Illustrated failed to adapt to the changing times. And their website was garbage, and the reporting slipped. And now they're writing stories about an Access Hollywood story. Like, seriously, this story from SI which has a byline by Mike McDaniel. I don't know who that is. Used to know all of the major Sports Illustrated reporters.
The Dolphins coach?
Yeah. Mike McDaniel, Dolphins coach, wrote this.
Wow. That's what he does in his offseason, huh?
Mike just clicked on the author's name, right? Like, what else has he written? He seems to write a lot about superficial things.
Oh, I was going to say, is he on the Access Hollywood beat?
Here's... Oh my goodness. Here's another headline. Listen to this headline.
Oh, okay.
Listen to this headline. Also from Mike McDaniel. Tom Brady expects to be relieved he's not playing this season.
Okay.
What in the world is that? Someone asked Tom Brady if he expects to be relieved that he's not playing this season.
How do you expect to feel when OTAs start? If those are the questions you're asking Tom Brady, Tom Brady's granting too many interviews.
His other headlines include Bronny James to debut for USC versus Kansas State in Las Vegas.
Sure, that's a real one, yeah.
Celtics owner issued NSFW challenge to team after 3-0 deficit.
Yep, had some potty mouth.
NBA referee under review for Twitter posts, won't work finals. The LeBron James story. NBA fans losing it over snub from Stephen A's Supermax list. So this is what Mike McDaniel's doing. He's watching TV and writing stories about the things he saw on TV.
What a great job.
This is work from home sports journalism.
It is,
That's
isn't
what it?
It
is.
It really is.
Oh man, this is great. I love this list. Oh, again, Dwan wins record $3.1 million hand, biggest in televised poker history.
He found the untapped market of. How can I sit at home? It's not even like, hey, let me watch sports on TV and I will comment on what I see. It is.
He's passing off live tweets as SI stories.
Yes.
Oh, man. Report. McAfee's ESPN deal worth $85 million over 5 years.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I love it. Mike McDaniel writing all the things you could have seen on TV into Sports Illustrated stories.
You can't watch all of TV. You need someone to sum it up for you.
Are you a sports reporter or a TV reporter? Which one are you doing here?
Why not?
I'm
both?
A sports TV reporter. What is that exactly? Oh, I just write about the things I saw on TV. While I was watching sports. Primatine commercial features lungs diagram. I said that because there's a Primatine commercial on right now. We're watching ESPN. So that's if you want to know what LeBron James is going to do, certainly ask his high school teammates. They will know. Winding down the show, Josh is going to tell us what we need to watch tonight, although I don't know if there's even anything on TV tonight.
Well,
but Josh is going to tell us. We'll close out the show next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.